COVID concerns at the White House. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. As several people around President Biden have gotten the virus, the White House says the president could get COVID.
Several lawmakers and officials here who have had some contact with President Biden have tested positive for COVID this week, as D.C. has seen an uptick in cases.
Like anyone else, the president may at some point test positive for COVID.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has taken steps to reduce his risk, like an additional booster shot recommended for older Americans.
This is a time where we are certainly living with the virus, but we have a range of tools at our disposal to do that.
An event commemorating the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson was held outside on the South Lawn to accommodate a large crowd more safely. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the missile strike on a train station is another war crime by Russia. Zelensky with the remarks during his nightly video address, and he says great efforts will be taken to make sure those behind the attack will be held responsible. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is working to get Western messaging to the Russian people as the invasion of Ukraine wears on.
Secretary Blinken spoke to the Russian people over Telegram, a social media platform that is popular within Russia. We've appeared on Russian TV. We have used every lever at our disposal to try to get accurate information in to counteract this propaganda.
On Fox's special report, a judge says former President Trump's company can continue running a public golf course in New York City. The ruling says the city offered a baseless rationale for canceling the Trump Organization's contract to run the course in the borough of the Bronx after the Capitol riot. The ruling sends the matter back to the city for further proceedings. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One man has been sentenced and one found guilty for their roles in the college bribery admission scandal.
A federal judge in Boston sentenced Mark Rydell to 4 months in prison. He was a prep school administrator who took the college entrance exams for students in exchange for money. In court, he apologized to the students who lost out on college opportunities because of his decision. Separately, a federal jury found USC water polo coach Jovan Vavich guilty of fraud and bribery for accepting $250,000 to designate some applicants as water polo recruits, even though they'd never played the sport. More than 60 people have been charged in this college bribery scandal, including wealthy parents and college athletic administrators and coaches. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two Alabama men are accused of inciting or encouraging a riot after authorities said messages were spread online encouraging the spring break takeover of a Florida beach town. Panama City Beach police say more than 160 people were arrested, about 75 illegal guns were confiscated, and several businesses closed during a weekend late last month. Panama City police say 20-year-old Demarion Taquan Cooper and 25-year-old Rashad Boyce Glasper arrested in their homes in Alabama. Electric prices in California are going up.
While places like Georgia and Illinois average well under $100 for an electric bill, if you live in a hot climate in California, you're already paying on average $200 a month. Industry experts argue the cost of the actual power isn't any more expensive. It's the cost the state lumps into electric bills. Consumers subsidize everything from wildfire prevention and renewable tech to low-income customers. And some economists predict it's only going to get worse. According to a recent study, in the next 10 years, bills could rise as much as is 35% in Southern California.
Kelly O'Grady with Fox Business. In the second round of the Masters, Tiger Woods had an up-and-down day, posting a 2-over 74. It's good enough to make the cut, though. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.